Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, China is increasingly going into an alliance with Russia. They simply repeat Russian disinformation, which is a polite way of saying Russian lying about Ukraine. China has said that it is NATO that is responsible for it. And they just announced yesterday, they said, quote, NATO should stop its confrontational approach. The whole point of my broadcast is NATO has an insufficiently confrontational approach. Get Zelensky the planes. They're saying because NATO even objects to Russia genociding Ukraine and taking it over, it's NATO's fault. China is increasingly isolating itself from Europe and the United States. And they also, our intelligence just put out a report based on their newspaper articles and prior pronouncements of their government, that China and Russia are jointly developing weapons to attack U.S. satellites in space and to militarize and dominate space. Now, that is very serious. We have a number of satellites in orbit. The reason you have GPS on your phone and in your car, quite frankly, the reason, for instance, telecommunications are satellites, some put up by us, some put up by private companies. Other nations are doing it also. Russia, when it started to go rabid on Ukraine, did things like hit one of their own satellites, and a dead one they wanted to blow up, but very near the International Space Station, jeopardizing the International Space Station, not waiting for that satellite to drift off somewhere where it would be safe to do it. This was a signal, just like when Biden a few weeks ago went to Warsaw to stand up for NATO. Russia launched an attack on Lviv, very close to the Polish border, as a, quote, signal. This is a desperate country with only one resource, the oil and gas, the energy, strangled by sanctions and beaten on the battlefield. And Putin's backed them in the corner. He's backed himself into a corner. So China and Russia will never have a real alliance because they hate each other. They're different races, different religions. China is the number two economy in the world. Russia isn't even in the top 10, and it's going down fast. China, in a heartbeat, when it thinks the time was right, would turn on Russia. If we were a united country in the United States and didn't have a treasonous Republican Party attacking a wartime president, and we're hitting Russia hard in Ukraine, China would smile at us. They can't be trusted. This is a country that's one of the oldest, I think maybe the oldest ongoing country in the world, 5,000 years, 3,000 BC. They worshiped their emperor for almost all that 5,000 years. In the last 100 years, they've worshiped the chairman of the Communist Party, essentially. He does what he wants. They don't dare cross him or they're going to get arrested. So for them, for China and Russia to say they're going to militarize and dominate space, quote unquote, and they are developing weapons to attack U.S. satellites. There was a treaty, I think it's still in effect, that we and Russia will not put nuclear weapons in space, and I think China's part of that. There's an agreement among all the countries that we won't put nuclear weapons in space. If that changes, very, very hard to protect your country from a nuclear weapon launched from space, because it's coming right down on you, coming down very fast, and developing a anti-missile or an anti-device to stop something coming from outer space is very difficult, and I don't think anybody's done it so far. The best thing would be if we had a treaty that was actually observed. And we've had those in the past, the START Treaty and other treaties. But Russia and the United States, China did not get involved in them. You know, with Gorbachev, we'd limit the number of nuclear weapons. We'd limit their deployment. We'd limit or eliminate tactical nuclear weapons, which means smaller weapons that you put on a missile shell and use in battle. The problem with those is they become so powerful that the bomb we dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki can be contained in a missile shell. So when you use that on the battlefield, you're not just wiping out soldiers, you're wiping out part of that country. Why are we all doing this? Why don't we all prosper with trade and with peace treaties and treaties to limit nuclear weapons? The answer is Vladimir Putin, and the answer is Xi in China right now. China, in the not-too-distant past, had fairly reasonable leaders. There's also a 300-plus Communist Party Politburo that, unlike in Russia, is going to have some power to restrain an insane president. In Russia, there's the Duma that's subservient to Putin, and Putin could go mad and push buttons, and they wouldn't dare to stop him. That's why we have to be eternally vigilant against Russia. But this is to put on your radar and everybody's radar that China and Russia are working together to develop weapons to attack our satellites with the goal of dominating space. I advocated one of the novels I wrote that the United States should issue a Monroe Doctrine. Remember the Monroe Doctrine 200 years ago? Said that no European power could colonize our hemisphere, including South America. We immediately caved on that. The UK colonized the Falkland Islands, but at least the idea was to preserve the Western Hemisphere. Why not a Monroe Doctrine in space? No country gets to send anything to the moon or send anything to space without our permission. Here you have China and Russia. You also have Iran and India. Iran has people, and a lot of these people, by the way, this really frosts me, they were educated at our universities. They stole our tech. They stole our tech. How about eliminating visas for the red Chinese? Any Chinese visas or Taiwan? None from mainland China, none from Russia, none from Iran. And India has got to come correct with some respect. They're launching satellites too with technology they learned here. And they are evading sanctions with Russia. We like India. They're good people. They hate China and Pakistan. They're very useful to us in that area of the world. But we are not showing sufficient strength in Ukraine or with Russia. And they're getting wobbly. And I think the message has to go out that visas for students from India are going to get yanked if they continue this. We have got to show more firmness with these countries. They understand only strength. Nobody's out there pining for democracy, pining for America. They understand strength, and there's spillovers in the Solomon Islands and Cambodia or everywhere else where people are slightly turning against us now. There has got to be development in our country immediately of weapons to take out Chinese and Russian satellites if necessary, and a declaration that we're not going to tolerate nuclear weapons in space, and if they go up, we're going to shoot them down. Let's have a treaty. You can't just sit back, because 100 years from now, we will become a vassal state. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.